One of the things that we love to do here at St. Peter's is see all the wonderful gifts that people get given at Christmas time. So if you've come with one of your presents, and I can see there are some wonderful things out there, why don't you come and join me up here and we can see the great things that you've been given this Christmas time. Anyone coming up? Here we go. Here we go. And we're going to turn around, we're going to face that way. And if you've got something that you'd like to show everyone, why don't you stand up? Right. Amwen, can you turn around? Amwen, can you face everyone that way? What have you got on your arm, Amwen? Can you tell us?
A watch.
A watch. Amwen's got a new watch for Christmas. That's very exciting. What else have we got? Matthew, why don't you stand up with your Christmas present? What have you got, Matthew?
I bought a rugby ball.
A new rugby ball. And is it a small rugby ball, Matthew? Same size as a real rugby ball. That's a great Christmas present. What have we got here, all in green?
I've got a skateboard.
A skateboard and?
A helmet.
Very sensible man to have a helmet. Reuben, why doesn't your daddy tell us what you got for Christmas, or can you tell us?
Book.
Book and rice cake. Book and rice cake is a strong Christmas present for Reuben. Anyone else got something they want to share with us?
A Tottenham t-shirt.
Can you turn around and stand up and show us it? Tottenham, look at that. Look at that. Anyone else want to join in the fun? Go on, Jonty.
I got a new watch.
Oh, say into the microphone. Hold the mic.
I got a new watch.
A new watch. It's not quite as pink as Amwen's, but that's a lovely watch nevertheless. Any other last things? One more over here. Oh, two more. Stand up. Show us your notebook.
I got a notebook.
Well done. We nearly stood up and we nearly showed people. And Ethan?
I've got a hex bug and tracks at home.
A hex bug. And what is a hex bug, Ethan?
They just move around.
A tiny little bug that moves around and is terrifying. Is that right?
No.
No, it's not scary. Okay. Looks quite scary to me. Let me give that back. Any last gifts up here? One more. Rachel, stand up. Show us what you've got.
I got a toy kitty.
A toy kitty. Excellent. Thank you very much. And there's one more. One more. What have we got here?
A rugby annual.
A rugby annual. We've got an Australian rugby ball and an English rugby annual. And we'll let them fight out later who's gone well. Guys, well done. Thank you for bringing your presents. Thank you for sharing them with us. Why don't you go and take a seat? Amwen, can you go back to Mummy? Well done. What some wonderful Christmas gifts that we have there. And I'm sure that there are many others to look forward to later on today. And Christmas presents are something that we've always had, aren't they? Things that we enjoy now, but there were things that they had the very first Christmas. There were some given to Jesus by the wise men who came to visit him, who we heard about in our reading from the Bible earlier. In fact, if you've got that reading in front of you, have a look with me at verse 11, where we hear of that. Verse 11 of Matthew chapter 2 says this: they, that is the wise men, went to their house, where Jesus was, and they saw him with his mother Mary, and they bowed down to worship the child. They opened the gifts that they brought for him. They gave him treasures of gold and frankincense and myrrh. The wise men gave Jesus gifts that first Christmas time, just like we give gifts to one another. But they did it for a very different reason, I think, than we give gifts. Did you see they gave Jesus gifts? Because they were worshipping him. Not necessarily the reason that we give people gifts at Christmas time. And I don't think it's what you do when you meet a baby either. Here's my very happy baby, Ayla. Now, if you were to meet Ayla after the service, there we go. There's a smile. You might give her a tickle. She'd like that. You might stroke her cheek. She'd quite like that too. You might give her a finger to hold and to play with. You might show her around. They're the sort of things that we do when we meet a baby, aren't they? But that's not what the wise men give. Let me give you back, Ayla, to Mummy, and hopefully you won't cry again. That's not what the wise men did when they met baby Jesus that very first Christmas. They did none of those things. The Bible tells us that the wise men came to worship him. Slightly odd thing to give gifts for, odd thing to do when you meet a baby. So what is it that makes Jesus so special? What makes him worth worshipping? Well, that reading we had from the Bible, it answers those questions for us. Because in that reading, Jesus is given two special titles, two special names. And they're going to help us understand why the baby Jesus was worth worshipping. The first of them comes in verse 4 of our reading, when Herod is asking the chief priests and the teachers of the law about Jesus and where he was born. It says, where Jesus the Christ would be born. That's the first of his special names. And Christ means God's chosen king. Jesus is God's chosen king. Here's our king coming out, his kingly robes, and here's our king with his kingly crown. Jesus was God's chosen king. And as God's chosen king, he rules over all of God's world. All of God's creation answers to Jesus the king. And as God's chosen king, all of history before he was born was waiting for him to be born. And then after he was born, all of history that's happened since happens in light of his birth. Jesus is God's chosen king, and he's God's forever king. The Bible tells us that he will reign forever. Ethan, thank you very much. You can take your globe and your crown off that way. The second thing we hear about, the second name we hear, comes in those words from 700 years ago that were written in funny letters in your reading. A prophet, a man named Micah, said these things 700 years before Jesus was born. And he said, he told us where he would be born, in the town of Bethlehem. And they tell us as well that he would be a shepherd for God's people. Now, I don't know what you know about shepherds, other than they wear tea towels on their heads. But one thing shepherds do is they look for their sheep when they've gone astray. And they search out their sheep and they bring them back when their sheep get lost. Here we go. And they maybe your sheep gets lost because it's hurt itself, so they care for the sheep when they're wounded. And they look after the sheep. They tend for them. They feed them. They make sure they have all they need. A shepherd, you see, a shepherd cares for his sheep. And a shepherd will put the needs of its sheep, his sheep, before his own. A shepherd will protect his sheep. That's what Jesus did when he died. He came to protect his people so that they can be safe, just like a shepherd's sheep, safe from their sin, from all the things that we do wrong, and safe from God's punishment for that sin, which Jesus took in our place when he died. Brian, thank you for being our shepherd. Jesus, you see, he's the shepherd of God's people who keeps us safe. And he's God's chosen king who will rule forever. That's why the wise men came to worship him, because of who he is. Now, we're used to this story of the wise men coming to see baby Jesus, aren't we? We know it from our nativity plays and our Christmas books. So it may be that you're sat here this morning thinking, well, of course that's what the wise men did. That's what they do. That's their job, to come and worship Jesus. And it might be that you're here this morning and you're thinking, well, that was all very good for them back then, but it's not really for me today. And if that's you, it's helpful to know that the wise men aren't the sort of people that you'd have expected to worship Jesus. You see, they weren't from God's people. They'd never been to a church or a synagogue, as it would have been back then. And instead, they spent all of their time stargazing. And they looked at the stars to predict the future. That's what they thought that they could do by that. They were much more interested in horoscopes than Bible stories. the wise men. They didn't even know where to find Jesus. They had to ask for directions to get to where he was. They didn't know much about him, really. And yet, when they found him, they were overjoyed. And they delighted to worship Jesus. So if you're like the wise men, this Christmas may be the time to think again, to do what they did, to see what they saw, that Jesus is the Christ, he's God's chosen king, and that Jesus is the shepherd of God's people who cares for them. Maybe this year will be the year to see what they saw. It's what wise men and women, wise boys and girls have been doing ever since. And then worshipping Jesus. That's what they do. But what would that look like? What would that look like today? I don't know about you. I don't have much gold and frankincense and myrrh in the cupboard at home. I'm not quite sure how that would play out for me. Well, the wise men, they also show us what it would look like to worship Jesus in our day and age. It would mean giving up our time for Jesus, just as they did, as they took the months that it would have taken them to visit him. It means going out of our way for Jesus, a long journey to see a baby that who is a stranger. That's sort of not an everyday thing to do, is it? That's not a convenient thing to do. It would mean finding out more about Jesus, as the wise men did when they went to speak to Herod and the teachers of the law. It would mean giving Jesus the best that we have to offer, just as they did when they gave him those gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. In other words, it would look like this, having Jesus at the center of your life, treating Jesus as your shepherd, as your king, just as those wise men did. Well, I'm going to lead us in a prayer, asking God to help us follow the wise men's example and to worship Jesus this Christmas time. Let's pray together. Dear God, thank you ever so much for sending Jesus to us that very first Christmas. And we pray that this Christmas, 2,000 years later, you would help us to worship Jesus just as the wise men did. Please would you help us to see how he is your king who will reign forever, and how he is the shepherd of your people who will care for us. Amen.